And now it's time for StoryCorps Atlanta. LaKayla Edwards and her husband, Kylan, ran in the same circle of friends at Fort Valley State University for about a year before officially meeting in early 2006. Now, over 10 years later, and with a toddler named Kingston in tow, you'll be hearing him too, the couple discussed the early years and what it meant to lack full familial support at the time.
Moving in together wasn't as easy as it seemed because, Kayla, you weren't truly out to your family. So when we moved in together and the apartment people called your emergency contact, which you put your mother down because they couldn't reach us, and when she found out that you were living with me, I became, from the sweet person that she met and fell in love with, I became the devil, and I became the person who corrupted your life. It took years for me to get out of that devil status with your family. You got ostracized from them. You couldn't see your sister nor your brother because they thought the gay would rub off on them. And that hurt. I felt like I was the one that kept you from your family. And I always had that close family connection, even though my parents at the time didn't agree, you know, with our lifestyle. They were still there. They still loved me, and they were coming around. Yours didn't care at all. So how do you feel that we coped with your parents not accepting us?
I mean, we just lived life. And through us living life, it opened their eyes and let them know that whether you're present or whether you're not, we're still going to live and explore and love each other and be here for each other no matter what. So we're not missing out. You are. You're missing out of being able to be a part of something beautiful. And my mom would still call and try to do the sinner's prayer and convert me back. Thank you, Jesus. That wasn't how to reach me. And she didn't know how to do so at the time. Now, looking back, I'm just like, you know, we could have had so much more time and so many more years if religion weren't such a barrier. I don't think that's what spirituality should be or what it can be.
It's all about love. Love is in religion, but you don't have to beat people down with what your own view is, but treat people with love and treat people that are different from you with love and kindness.
And I really and truly think that had we not have had Kingston, that we would still be in that area because Kingston was the glue. He forced everyone to see that we were an actual family. We were a married couple and that we weren't very different from everyone else.
Yeah.
So
even though he's almost two, it still feels like he's making changes in people's hearts that we couldn't even do as adults. And I think children are the key to open up a lot of mindsets that were closed to begin with. And once they see how a child of a queer couple can be great, a lot of minds will change.
That was Kylan Edwards speaking to his wife, LaKayla. They were joined by their 2-year-old son, Kingston. This story was produced locally for WABE by Melissa Terry and recorded in partnership with the Family Equality Council. Do you have a family member, perhaps a child of your own, that you'd like to bring to the StoryCorps Atlanta booth? To learn more, please visit wabe.org/StoryCorps.